Google at the ready. It's Spodcast 24.
Spodcast.
Hello.
Hey, Ned.
Hello.
What on earth happened there? Hello, Ned.
Hello.
Oh, come on. We can't have clean air.
No, that was it, wasn't it?
Clean air.
Dramatic silences.
Well, my microphone's... Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start the show as we need to go on. My microphone's balanced on fanny pads.
Oh, Jared, have you fallen to the communists?
Aunt Irma is, in fact, visiting. No, I was looking for something to balance the microphone on to absorb some of the noise that's coming from the G5. And I saw a pile of sanitary towels and thought, well, I'm not going to make slippers out of them. Let's use them for microphone stands.
I'm not going to make slippers out of that.
No, seriously, at Christmas, we found a magazine.
You use them to line your shoes.
That's the one. No, there's a magazine that said, oh, I need some fancy slippers for Christmas. But my boyfriend didn't get any, so I made some out of sanitary towels, and they showed photographs of these slippers made out of sanitary towels. Otherwise.
Oh, right.
But it just kept us laughing for hours on end, so now I'm going to have to tell the world that we're using sanitary towels as microphone stands over here.
Les Anglais sont arrivés.
I've fallen to the communists.
They've fallen to the communist joke. It just killed me. That was just the funniest thing ever.
For those who don't have a clue what Spadge is wibbling on about, it was, of course, this week's edition of the IT Crowd, which may or may not, but I believe it is, unfortunately, the last episode of the series.
Oh, it can't be.
Apparently it is.
I know,
I'm telling you, it's uncanny. Your voice is uncanny.
Who, his?
It can't be.
It just can't be.
You always do this.
You're making it go back in.
Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Three. No.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Four. I mean, five. I mean, fire.
If it comes out on DVD, everyone has to go and buy it.
Everyone. Me.
Even those of us who have downloaded every episode so far.
Yeah.
Legally, of course.
And otherwise. Sorry, yeah. Legally.
No, legally for me. What with the French not caring.
That's still open to debate, you know.
I know, they're trying to close it in
Paris. Johnny Hallyday is vehemently against it.
And is it not based, you know, in the country of origin rather than the country of action?
No.
It sounds wrong to me.
So, well,
anyway,
if it were the country of origin, then...
Yeah, they'd be looking at French peer-to-peer. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I may have once downloaded a Renault album. There you go.
Didn't we buy the album afterwards? I bought it for you and shipped it to you.
I think I couldn't find it one day, and I wanted to listen to it, so I downloaded it.
Speaking of music,
yes.
Should we say that none of us can actually be bothered to find music, so... if anyone knows of any music they'd like us to play...
Yeah, good idea.
And I would suggest you check out music.podshow.com. There's actually loads of other sites that do it as well.
You've gone all sci-fi.
Have I?
Yeah.
Why?
Your voice, it's gone all science fiction.
My voice has gone all science fiction. Let me listen to the output.
Da-da-da!
No. I sound fine to me.
Oh, that's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes. Anyway.
It could just be my connection because I'm on a dry piece of string.
It's on your connection. Starting
anyway,
Stuart Dallas as the book.
Yes.
Carry on.
Yeah. So find some music and send us a link to it and say why you think we should play it, and we may actually, you know, sort of play it.
And if you're convincing enough whilst pretending to be the copyright holder, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you want to record, some audio intro to explain why you think we should play it,
we'll ignore it.
We'll
ignore it
acceptable.
Like we do all our audio comments.
No, please send audio feedback that's not 20 minutes long.
Oh, you mean all our audio comment?
Yes.
The anyway. Email address, by the way, is spodcast@spodcast.org for all of your musically suggestive
And if you've got a large attachment, like you want to send us a WAV file,
please don't send us a WAV file
and some bitmaps.
No, a WAV file and some TIFFs. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
PSDs with full history.
Then send them to spodcast@gmail.com.
Have we checked that this week?
Yep. And we got a. Didn't you put a forward in place?
No, I don't think I actually got in because I didn't know what the password was.
I had a look. It's all right. I looked and we
you
had
can
nothing.
Get the staff. You just can't get the management.
Oh dear.
Anyway, hey, I'm not management. Shut up.
Yeah. You just keep telling yourself that.
Run a podcast, you can't even run a bath.
You're allowed to disconnect
me anytime.
I don't run baths because, you know, stewing in your own filth is not my idea of fun.
Oh, I always like to wallow in my own filth.
Baths are much. Yeah, baths, in my opinion, are much more relaxing. Seeing as we're talking about baths.
Relaxing.
Oh, God, it's a bath.
No, it's a bath.
It's a bath.
Hey, we be from South. It's a bath.
Speak for yourself.
No, you be from South.
Yeah.
You're from the South, Jared.
I beg your pardon?
Scunthorpe. It's in the South of England.
Oh, no, it isn't.
It's not in Yorkshire.
Anyway.
And I'm not from Scunthorpe for all those people who are listening. I'm from a place called Brigg. The same place as...
Johnny. Oh,
pardon?
Johnny Briggs.
Brigg.
No.
Go on, tell us somebody else famous from
Billy Elliot.
Scott Brigg.
Wasn't it Dame Joan Plowright, for instance?
Who?
Laurence Olivier's missus.
Have you got anyone we might know?
Laurence Olivier wasn't gay.
No, he wasn't.
That doesn't stop him having a missus. Doesn't stop him having a missus, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Look
at the gay cowboys and the no. Let's okay.
Well, let's talk about. Subject. Let's talk
about. I was about to say Tom Cruise. I could have got sued.
Okay.
Brigg in Lincolnshire, England, is a small market town on the River Ancolm with a population
you've
of
just
5,076.
You've just had to look it
Wikipedia.
Up, haven't you? Do you not even know what river your birth town is on?
Of course I don't.
Okay.
Because God, he was born in Scunthorpe. People.
No, I was not born in Brigg. It's near Scunthorpe, admittedly.
Does Brigg have a Scunthorpe postcode?
Moving swiftly on.
Is it something like Cunt 47 or something?
More than likely, yes. So, moving swiftly on, speaking of Tom Cruise, I have to warn...
Have you heard about that footballer?
Where did that come from?
Oh, yeah, the one that's suing the Sun for implying that he's the one that's gay.
No, he's not. He's not suing the News of the World for calling him gay.
No, he's suing them for holding up a pictorial that could be interpreted as his being gay.
No, he's suing them for saying that...
He had some sort of orgy, didn't he? Or that's what they're
saying. He's suing them for saying that... not that he's gay, but that he's a disgusting pervert or something. A depraved pervert. Because obviously that's what gay people are, according to the News of the World.
Except according to the article, they never name him. They just give strong hints.
Well, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
surely to be convicted, the News of the World is going to have to be shown to give strong hints that leave no shadow of a doubt.
Well, yeah. They could have just had a photo of him with a caption, "A screaming faggot yesterday."
Did they?
No, but that's the sort of thing they would do.
The old picture of what's his name with the caption, "Pants on fire."
Jeffrey Archer.
Yeah,
This is the thing. You see, if they've got this video, how can he possibly sue them unless he wasn't really there? How can he sue them for something that's provable because they've got the video?
They can't prove that homosexuality is a disgusting perversion.
That's
very true.
That's not really what they're saying, though.
That is a part. That's what they said, and that's what he was doing them for.
As it were.
In a bareback sort of yee-haw sort of way.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's okay. Ashley Cole, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly. He is doing the suing.
Ashley Cole suing. Is a merry old soul, and that's merry, not gay.
Anyway,
Cole's lawyer has issued writs against the papers claiming libel, harassment, and breach of privacy.
I would say that I'm 100% behind him on this, but distance.
What does that imply? Yeah,
he has my support.
Anyone.
It's that big, is it? It needs support.
Oh dear. Anyone that goes up against the News of the World for being. News of the World.
Bigots! Deserves, for being bigots! He gets my support.
Yep.
No, because I've always said, you know, how is it possible to sue somebody for libel when they say you're gay? Because that's saying that being called gay is an insult. And it shouldn't be.
Yeah. Although Robbie Williams won, didn't he?
Well, the confidently heterosexual Tom Cruise only has to mention it and people buckle.
Yeah.
Now, Cruise and his awards.
Yes, very well.
Did you hear who he beat for that? Because he won the Golden Raspberry Award for being...
Tell us, who did he have to beat to get that award?
Himself. Which is entirely appropriate, really, if you think about it.
It is, rather. What?
Yes.
Okay. He was the only person up, was he?
No, he was first and second.
Oh, right.
Yes. But he did not win Worst Actor.
No, he just won Most Irritating or something.
Yes. He beat himself off. Off the first place, yes. No, the man who won the Worst Actor award was the incredibly talented Rob Schneider. Derpa, derpa, derpa. Derpa, doobity doo.
What?
You've not seen the episode of South Park where...
Yes.
Rob Schneider is a carrot.
And I took out my gun. Sorry, carry on.
No, the Rob Schneider won for a Deuce Bigelow Gigolo in a European Gigolo, which is I haven't even seen it.
I heard that was the worst film light in the history of bad films.
Speaking of bad films.
So I just avoided it.
You're speaking of bad films? Legally Blonde 2. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, didn't you go and see a film that you need to warn people about?
It was a good film, though.
It was a good film, was it?
Yeah, it was a good, very good film. But I do need to warn people about it.
Go on, then.
Don't let your girlfriends see. Your girlfriends, your wives, your missus, whatever. Your less masculine partner.
Your women.
Don't let them. Yeah, don't let your women folk see Brokeback Mountain.
Are you worried it's going to turn them all gay?
No, not at all. It'll just make them cry for a week.
Okay.
Don't let a Yaoi fangirl go and see.
Oh, Yaoi fangirls, but regardless, it's literally there's reports on the internet and everything.
It must be true.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Support group, women who deal with breathing exercises so they don't cry while watching Brokeback Mountain again.
Well, just don't watch it again. Well, you know.
Oh, God, no, I'm sorry, but when you go to work and your missus is off work ill, you can't hide the DVDs fast enough for her to say, oh, where's that movie again?
No, you just leave out the gay porn.
But no, very good film.
You hide Bareback Mountain behind all your gay sailor porn or whatever.
They do. Yes.
Oh, what, you can't watch that until you've watched these?
Kind of thing.
I don't go around, I don't have a habit of gay sailor porn watching, to be honest. So I wouldn't really know. Well, it depends if they're Japanese schoolgirls in sailor suits. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somewhat. Yes.
Sorry, anyway. You said Japanese schoolgirls in the sailor suit. I was off on one.
Off on one of Tom Cruise's. No, the thing is, it's a very, very good film, and it should have won the Oscar.
Respect the cock.
I think they actually
tame the donuts.
They gave the Oscar to someone else because it was so obvious who was going to get it. They just wanted to get some headlines.
No, I think they gave the Oscar to someone else because they weren't ready to promote a gay movie.
I was going to say it was a heterosexual lobbyist. You reckon?
Yeah. It's not a gay film at all.
I think it's an entirely gay film. And I don't mean that in a homosexual sort of way.
Oh, you mean in the pejorative sense?
I mean it's so gay.
I really don't know what you're saying.
It Dude. Had...
That's so gay.
Okay.
It had the telltale things that you must have to win an Oscar these days, which is wide vistas of American landscape.
Chaps.
A horse on a wide vista.
A horse, of course.
And a deeply sad love story. These are all pretty much certainties for winning Oscars. I mean, Pride and Prejudice went for that whole thing, but Ang Lee
she did get the she did get the director. Did get the director's slot, yeah?
Well, that's because he is a very, very good director. We won't even mention that he directed The Hulk, but we will mention that he directed...
Somebody directed The Hulk?
Yeah, they said jump that way.
No, nobody jumped. It was all CGI, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
But no, he did Wo-Hoo Kang Long, aka Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which should have won him the Oscar, but didn't, because that
actually haven't seen that yet.
Good God. Go see it.
I don't have time to do shit like that. I do shit like this.
Actually, it's one of those things that if you've not seen many Kung Fu or Hong Kong movies in general, will probably not make any sense.
Yeah,
you need a certain understanding of the language.
You want to see other things first, like Shaolin Soccer.
And,
is this like having to see Firefly before Serenity?
Yes.
Type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's
you also
an
need
understanding
to have seen,
of the genre, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to have seen at least one of the old Clash Jackie Chan Wu Ping movies. On somebody's phone.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Someone's ringing.
Hang on, I'm going to mute myself.
While Elliot's away,
yeah,
we should probably say that you might notice that our sound quality is somewhat better.
Better? Debatable.
Yes. No, it is better.
Okay.
When none of us talk, I can't hear anything. That's better.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
So that means dead air really is dead. Like that.
Almost completely.
Oh, they hung up. So it only would have been a boo anyway, but it's very annoying being in the same room as an answering machine sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm of the opinion you need to see stuff like Drunken Master or Snake and Eagle's Shadow understand.
Yes. Oh, Snake and Eagle's Shadow, man. What a film. Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, I love that film.
It's a classic. It's an absolute classic. Wu Ping's dad.
Where's my elephant? No, hang on, that was the other one.
Elephant. Where's my elephant? If you are familiar with that sort of genre, and then maybe a couple of the John Woo, Chow Yun Fat genre as well.
The one you need to see really is things like is it Once Upon a Time in China or whatever it's called?
Well, Jet Li stuff.
Yeah.
The old
Jet Li.
You also need you need to see a couple of crappy ninjas on strings films as well.
I've seen Big Trouble in Little China. Does that count?
No.
Yes. Yes, actually, it does.
Oh, the world's divided.
No, just Jared and me. We always are. I'd say Big Trouble counts.
Yes, but not as an introduction to the genre.
It's Jeff Bridges, isn't it? Big Trouble in Little China.
I think you'll find it's Kurt Russell.
That's the one.
Snake Plissken. I heard you were dead.
Snake! I heard you were dead. Yeah.
Different movie altogether, but same actor, yes.
Yeah.
So, actor, freaky woman
hang on,
with
steady on.
On
steady on, lad, what?
Steady on, old boy, eh?
Oh, rather.
What ho?
What did I say? No, yeah, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is a remarkable film that needs seeing, but if you don't understand the genre, a lot of people thought, what the fuck was that rubbish all about? Because they just didn't understand how the story was being told, and the fact that people jumping from roof to roof on bits of string makes sense in the genre.
You know what? You know the scene that totally made that film for me. You know when she's in. You know when she's in the restaurant place having a bit of a fight.
Yes.
You know she does the visual taunt.
Yeah.
A la PlayStation. I melted.
Yeah.
I rewound that and watched it about 80 times. No, really, just watch the film for that scene, just that one bit where she does the visual taunt a la Dead or Alive or all of the games. Fatality.
Chun-Li type stuff,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Yeah, for that one little scene, watch the film.
Actually, watch the film, the whole thing, but yeah, keep your eyes out for that. The whole restaurant scene is just great. It has since been bettered by Tony Jaa's climbing up the stairs scene. But...
Oh, Tony Jaa just stepping off a fucking elephant, man.
Yeah.
Not the elephant man, but an elephant, comma, man.
My name is John Tony Jaa. No, yes. I don't think an elephant man stepping off an elephant man is a good idea.
I don't know. I think it would sell.
I think so, yes. But yes, Ang Lee won Best Director. The reason I don't think Ang Lee won director in 2001 or whatever it was for Crouching Tiger and Hidden Dragon was he was up against Steven Soderbergh and Ridley Scott.
Isn't that Soderbergh?
For what?
Gladiator for Ridley Scott and Traffic for Steven Soderbergh.
Oh, right, yeah.
And okay. I think also Erin Brockovich for Steven Soderbergh.
Were there any good films out that year?
Traffic was an excellent film.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Not seen that either.
Dear me. Very well. Traffic, go and watch it. It's a good film.
Okay. Actually, I've got a week off next week. I could just watch films constantly.
Yeah, do.
Best movie that year was Woohoo Kang Long, Traffic, Erin Brockovich, Chocolat, and Gladiator.
I have Erin Brockovich on DVD around here somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good film. But Gladiator won Best Picture.
I'd have to
seriously think about 2001.
Oh, well, films that came out in 2000. Oh, Brother, Where...
films from
Oh, Brother, Where Art
Thou? Oh, Brother,
Thou?
Where Art Thou? What a fantastic film. I'm sorry, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Election.
If you haven't seen that,
Election's not a...
film?
Not a, an Oscar-worthy film, in my opinion. It's a good film.
Well, no, it's
Oscar
got
movie.
No huge American vista, but it's
or
a
horse.
Fucking good film.
Speaking of Election and stellar performances, yeah. While we're still on the Oscars... Did you want to talk about Reese Witherspoon's
chewable breasts? Chewable breasts.
Oh dear. Yes.
Sorry, I've had the hots for Reese Witherspoon for about 5 years.
She is rather
nice.
I'm
not ashamed to admit it. She's quirky and she's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now
the only
problem. I decided that she's now making the transition between, sort of teeny starlet, disposable. Thing.
Disposable.
They're I know what you
incredibly
mean.
Incredibly disposable.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean as well. It just sounds a bit dodgy.
Right, yes. Jared's microphone stand. But
yeah. Actually, you're sounding worse than he is at the moment. But carry on.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Screw you, hippie.
Fair enough.
Something I could do about it.
Nope. Carry on.
Yeah, she says you're making the transition between starlet, bombshell, and actual actress, I think. Because she's
with
reaching that age now, isn't she?
Where she has to be good because otherwise she won't get the work. She's just hit 30. In fact, no, her 30th birthday is on the 22nd.
Oh, happy birthday.
Celebration. Yes.
Happy 30th, Reese Witherspoon.
Is that the 22nd of March?
Indeed it is.
So she's an Aries.
Apparently so.
Interesting.
And she's got Golden Globes.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
Oh dear.
Jesus. Yeah. She's making the transition into now actually having to be a good actress to get the roles, and she's done this by scoring an Oscar. So fucking good on her.
Yes, absolutely. And anything
and,
that moves
and
her.
And fucking shame on Hollywood.
For what?
For dumping people when they reach 25 because they're not young and pretty enough, obviously.
Good point.
Unless
is there some
all,
sort
I
of
men.
Some sort of pent-up frustration at that?
Oh, I just have a deep despising of all things Hollywood, basically.
That's fair. And by the way, to make you happy, Reese Witherspoon was in fact nominated for a Golden Globe for her role in Election in 1999.
Cool.
So you were a year out on your awards.
Ah. Well, I saw it in 2000. There you go.
Yes, that makes sense.
It came to Britain in 2000. It fell into my radar in 2000.
Yep. But other films of 1999 are The Matrix and some other stuff. Okay, so there's American.
Not good there.
Phantom Menace. Eek. Sixth Sense.
Oh no! Phantom Menace was great.
Mostly. I liked it. It was episode one.
It was huge.
Yes. The build-up was more important than the film.
The fact that it was the start of the end of the series, and that they were going ahead.
Yeah.
It was epic.
It was huge.
And the film was good. The film was fine.
Apart from Jar Jar Binks, but that's...
But he was hardly in it.
I know.
He just felt like he was in it a lot. And was he, in fact, any more or less annoying than an Ewok?
Yes. Yes, he was more annoying.
I love the Ewoks.
Oh, God. You were that age, weren't you?
I was, sorry.
Yes. Other films of 1999...
You were either that age or severely gay. And I don't mean that in...
I was of that age. I just like to point out with no doubt at all. I was of that age.
Yeah, and also that was the year where Office Space, Fight Club, South Park movie, Pokemon movie.
Actually, yes, I've still not seen South Park movie.
It's what you'd expect.
And what was the others you mentioned? There was some shit in there.
Fight Club?
Oh, seen that. God. That was quite odd.
I have not seen Fight Club. I have heard Fight Club about 57 fucking times.
And this is another one where Elliot and I will stand and argue about it forever, because Fight Club is, of course, a fantastic film. But you had the unfortunate... You had the unfortunate happenstance to be stuck next to someone who watched the film incessantly... With speakers instead of headphones, in the same room as you constantly. Yeah. Yeah. Other good movies: American Pie, Magnolia, Being John Malkovich.
Magnolia was good. John Malkovich was good. American Pie, not seen it.
Okay, but yes, lots of
Malkovich
rocks.
I saw it recently.
Office Space,
for the first time. In fact, I saw Magnolia recently. Office Space was funny.
Yeah. And loads of other stuff, but that's 1999 in film, and so she couldn't have won a Golden Globe or Oscar in 2001 because, although she was nominated for the Golden Globe in 2001 for Legally Blonde, which was a good film. Although the sequel, Legally Blonde 2...
Which was a good film, yeah. Surprisingly, because it was sucked bad. But yeah. Legally Blonde had no business being that good.
No. It was better than it should have been, and I, for one, was happy. But Legally Blonde 2 is possibly the worst film I've ever been subjected to in my life. It was just horrible.
Only because you've not seen Fall to Love.
More than likely, yes, that would not shock me. And I don't think I will either.
I think that is the only film I've ever wanted to get up and walk out of the cinema during.
Yeah. Yep, that makes sense.
Shit film.
What was the one that Peter Greenaway did?
What's the one that I want to see currently? Oh, Ringu Zero. That's what I'm...
You've not seen it?
Desperately trying to get hold of at the moment. I've seen Ringu, but I've not seen the prequel.
Oh, right. That's because it's got one of your favourite Jada Rama actresses in it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and she's brilliant. I just watched the first episode of Goku Sen Season 2. And it just brought it all back, how wonderful this woman is.
Yeah.
She's such good fun. And they dork her up wonderfully.
Dork her up?
Because when she's like a teacher and she's wearing a tracksuit and a little glasses and her crap hair, she looks like a total dork.
Fair dues.
That's the whole point of the series.
Yes.
The fact that she's fourth generation Yakuza or Zazuka or whatever the fucking word is, bandit leader.
Oh, it's that series, is it?
Yes. Right.
Yeah, I kept meaning to see that one.
Well, the season 2's just started to be released by SARS fan subs.
Nice. Did you know that Reese Witherspoon got out of going to trial for assault because the person she assaulted was found dead in his apartment?
Oh, well,
that's rather clever.
In September 2005.
That's just so typically election, though, isn't it?
If you someone died before.
If you go all the way, you don't get done for it. It's only if you stop halfway.
Yes. Yeah, she. She assaulted some bloke. There were rumours she was into field hockey players, and everyone was just.
A sport I will be taking up shortly.
Yes. No, her and her children were celebrating her daughter's sixth birthday when this paparazzi guy came up to her, and she declined to pose for photographs, obviously. The photographer then became enraged and pushed a child out of the way while hitting another with his cameras in his efforts to photograph Reese Witherspoon. And
so she flipped out like a big pimping ninja and took his fucking head off.
Exactly.
Except less.
I'm only guessing.
Yes.
She did the decent thing and twatted him, yeah?
That's what I believe. Although nothing is said of it. He was arrested and facing misdemeanor charges. But yeah. Deeply dodgy. Yes. No, she was actually apparently just an innocent bystander in the whole thing, but it sounds much more funny if you actually make it out that she killed him. Yeah, Reese Witherspoon, murder!
It does,
Didn't George Bush's wife kill some bloke?
Didn't George Bush Barbara? Shoot someone?
Oh no, Laura. Barbara's the other one, isn't she?
Laura Bush. It has recently come out that she killed a man. There you go.
She aiming for some sort of Bohemian Rhapsody recital or something.
Mama, no, she isn't.
All right.
She was driving her car through a junction and she ploughed into the side of some guy and killed him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
it was one of us. And the police report has only just come out.
Because all police records covering the Bush family are the private property of Senator George Bush Sr.
That's because he's paid the police so much for
them. That's why, if you want to... Yeah, no, there's a Snopes thing on it, I'm sure.
Where Snopes thing on most things,
if you want to find any evidence of having any kind of parking ticket or misdemeanor, you have to go outside of the state of Texas, because all of the stuff that happened in Texas belongs to Daddy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really... No, but she killed the bloke 2 days after she turned 17, before she married into the family.
What I don't understand is they keep re-electing them. What's that about?
They waited until she was legal. Sorry, no, I didn't say that.
Yeah, 2 days after she turned 17, she killed a man. But yes, she wasn't married off when she was 13.
Whilst I am prepared to support the sliding scale of age of consent, obviously it does not apply to the Bush family.
Yes.
You got your eye on the daughter, haven't you?
Which one?
There's more than one.
And the two.
Yeah,
famously.
Of left eye and right eye. What? Yeah, there's two famously. And no, I'm much more of a Monica Lewinsky man myself. What a woman.
Come again?
She's got balls.
Somebody's in her mouth.
Oh.
Come again? Sorry. Her dress?
Oh dear. Everyone, anyway. Yeah.
No, it was Johnny Vaughan Johnny Vaughan that had the
burn
thing
the dress
about her. And it's just he said something along the lines of, "The more I hear about this story, the more I think, what a woman."
Yeah, she was just, you know,
gagging
Lewinsky.
For it.
What can I say? She really deeply respected the president's office. I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes. What else got anything to talk about, or are we just going to gobble on about the Oscars again?
Well, if you want, I don't care.
Nothing really to talk about in the Oscars, is there? We've
done
it.
Apart from the fact that Brokeback Mountain one film, and really it shouldn't.
I've got weird things on version the audio now. Is that bad? Fucking odd.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on
you.
With you guys.
It's you.
No, it was you actually.
Is it?
It was you. Yeah.
Yes, that sounds fine.
You were going the thing Elliot normally does.
The bandwidth thing.
Yeah.
The bandwidth thing that I have no control over because at the moment I'm limited to 16k upload.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, listeners. And you're limited to what?
You heard.
That was horrifying.
Is that kilobits or kilobytes or kilobits of string?
Kilobytes. That's okay. Probably barely enough to run Skypiss on. Skype.
Yes. Have we actually told people there's a new website? Because we have a lot of people who just look at iTunes.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, God.
There we go. You woke him up.
Morantz.
Damn it.
Morantz. Right, so
who?
Morantz.
Who?
Morantz, a hi-fi company.
No,
Philips.
No. No, that would be Morantz. But no, Morantz on Crash to Desktop Racing.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Crash Test Dummies. Is
Hello, CTD.
Hi, CTD. Morantz, you are, in fact, a dirty, thieving, gippo bastard.
What's he done?
He's stole my lug nuts.
He's what?
He stole my lug nuts.
How? What? Hey?
He stole off me 500 lug nuts.
Okay.
Now we need
are we
to...
are we talking virtually or real?
We're talking virtually.
Okay.
Because like the forum awards you points for making posts and starting threads and all that kind of thing. It's just a fun thing that they've got going on where you get awarded points and the points are called lug nuts. It's a local currency.
Yeah,
but only
sense.
Because they wouldn't use my idea of calling them cunty mints. But sorry.
Shock.
I know. What were they thinking?
I have no idea.
One of the things you can do is steal other people's, and he was practicing this last night and he stole 500 off me, the dirty thieving Jippo bastard.
How can you steal other people's lug nuts?
There's things you can spend them on, and one of the options is stealing other people's.
Nice.
And so I said that I would be mentioning this on this podcast.
Yeah, right, thieving Jippo bastard.
Dirty thieving Jippo.
Dirty Jip, yeah, whatever. Give him back to him, you pikey.
He can't. Oh. Somebody nicked them all off him.
What goes around comes around. Yeah, pikey bastard.
Yeah, it's been really funny. Ever since this currency thing was introduced, I tell you, what used to be a fairly friendly sort of forum has degenerated into just complete every man for him selfishness.
Yes.
But you can do things like spend them on changing the colour and the font on your username when it shows it in posts. Stuff like that. It's fairly
nice.
Cute. Yeah, it's fairly cute.
All quite silly and fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Until some dirty thieving Jippo bastard like Melanth comes along and nicks your lug nuts.
Dear me. Well, we're going to have to get him tilt. I think we have.
We did, yeah.
Good.
So go on, what were you saying?
I can't honestly remember. It was obviously not
I was saying something about the new website and somehow we managed to jump to someone else's website.
The train of thought there was that Jussi. However the Finns pronounce Jussi.
Maybe something.
Probably Schmögen or something.
Hussy?
Schmögeflöden bird.
Yeah,
tell you what,
the
Jussi, Ussi, Hussy. Bit of audio feedback telling us how to pronounce your name, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so he posted to the forum saying that he liked the new look website.
Yeah.
And that it's really, really nicely done.
We should say the website is
new.
Is new, yes.
Was any of it written on Jared's dual 2 GHz G5?
I believe the design was.
Nice.
Or parts of the design, yes. No, it's written in Ruby on Rails, which don't get me started on because we don't have that much time left.
Well, what is Ruby on Rails?
I love it, man.
What is Ruby on Rails?
Like, go to rubyonrails.com. Ruby on Rails.
You've got enough time to get your cup of tea now. Go. Sorry, what were you saying?
Okay. Rails is an MVC framework for Ruby, which is starting to get some real attention.
Isn't it supposed to be good apart from really, really slow unless you really work at it?
Well, it's not really slow. The issue that people seem to be bringing up is that it's slow because when you run it in development mode, it really does chug away because it's doing a lot of checking and stuff.
Yeah.
Once you've got your system developed, you stick it in under fast CGI and it caches everything and all this sort of stuff, and
you do need to run fast CGI mode on Apache then.
Yeah, and there are other options as well, but yeah, I mean it's not slow.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
It's not a noobs development platform then.
Well, it isn't. It depends what you want to do.
I can assume it would be quite good for noobs as long as they don't have more than a dozen visitors.
Well, it's not so much that. It's if you want to try Ruby on Rails, there's a company called TextDrive at textdrive.com who have everything set up so that if you don't know what you're doing, you can just go on there and get it working, and you know, it's no problem. The price is around $12 a month or something.
Right.
But if you want to host it yourself, yeah, you need to look into setting up the right environment and making sure it's all running fine. We're actually running an unsupported environment. Hello.
Sorry, that was just my beloved girlfriend heading out for a.
That's Jared hitting a jack on his.
She's grabbing.
I don't want to know what she's grabbing. Don't tell
PSP.
Me. No. Ooh.
Yes. Speaking of which, we now have two in the house. The first one came back.
We know.
I know, yeah. But she's now got it. So okay.
The topic of last week's show.
More than likely. Anyway, yes.
And pretty much every show before that.
Yes, unfortunately.
Anyway, yes, we're running fast CGI with Apache 2, which is not recommended because fast CGI hasn't been worked on since
Apache
late 90s, I think.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. There are efforts to update it because of Ruby on Rails specifically.
All things like that.
What we've got is working.
All they need is an excuse. Yeah. And this is an excuse for the Apache guys to get their fingers out.
But people, well, it's not Apache. Fast CGI is actually a completely third party thing.
Yeah.
But the Apache integration was sort of hacked together to work with Apache 2 when it came out. It's never been done properly.
Let's throw a few Apple developers at it. Oh yes.
Well, I mean,
I like it when that happens.
on Intel architecture. Oh yes. Yeah.
The favoured hosting combination at the moment seems to be Light TPD, which, if you haven't come across, is blindingly fast for static stuff.
But does nothing else.
Well, it does, and it's got excellent support for fast CGI.
Yeah, a lot of people use that
to be the way a lot of people are going.
A lot of people use Light TTP.
Light TPD.
Yeah, thing. Lig HTTPD.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people
Except it's not. It's Light TPD.
I know. A lot of people use Lig TTP HTTP.
Yes.
Yeah, for hosting of images when they get.
Yes.
When their server needs to be exceedingly high bandwidth.
Oh yeah. Compared to Apache for static content, it is ripping through stuff.
You put your images on your Light TPD. Your Light
images, style sheets, anything that's not dynamic.
And you put your content on sitting behind a bank of squids.
Yeah.
Dynamic server. It's the way that you can emulate having something like Akamai.
Yeah. For next to no money.
Yeah. How to survive slash dotting lesson one. Lesson two. Yeah. Turn keeper lives down on your Apache, but that's another story.
Yes. But anyway, Apache is not the thing to use if you're serving high levels of traffic.
Although we're going to at work very soon.
But what are you switching from? It's all about relativity.
It's
all about relativity.
Oh, sorry, Java Web Studio 6 or whatever.
It's disgusting. It really is.
That's just made me think of something.
It's a blot on the landscape.
Yes.
My God.
Dear
is that the first time today?
Yeah, I think I need to lie down.
Yeah. Dear, you've been thinking about Reese Witherspoon again.
Yeah. Oh, oh dear.
Bound to make him want.
Sorry, that was the other Chewie.
That's certainly an interesting combination. Okay. Anyway, yes, so the site's running. And if anyone's looked at the Boik site, that's running basically the same framework with a different design slapped on top.
Where is the Boik site again?
Boiks.net.
Excellent.
That's Boiks.
I was thinking about Jared's mate who's running the Hack My OS X.
Yes.
Which needs a mention because that is great.
It does.
That website just rocks.
Dave Schrader. It's finished. It's over. No one did it. Yeah, I think he's.
I like the criticisms that were thrown at him. Oh, but you're not testing OS X security. You're testing, what was it, Apache and OpenSSH. And he goes, well, duh.
They all come with OS X.
Those are the only two ways in.
I mean, the daft thing about that news story that kicked it off is that they gave people shell accounts.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to open up a machine, then that's the way to do it. Know.
Yeah.
Did they?
As he mentioned in his...
Oh, right.
They later went in and briefly sort of glossed over the fact that shell accounts were given and that it was just a question of escalation of privileges.
Yeah.
Rather than out and out hacking from the outside.
And the thing
which is what we all care about.
Yes. Which anybody who's ever installed Windows XP vanilla, plugged it into the internet and booted it, will tell you.
They
know 10 seconds
hour,
or something, is it?
Half an hour? We're talking
no, I thought it was 10
five
seconds.
Minutes. Yeah. Within 5 minutes, you're offline.
Well, what you mean is your machine's doing 100% CPU, eating memory, and flooding your network connection.
If it's not just rebooted.
Here's what Dave Schrader says from the 7th of March. The site received almost 500,000 requests on the web. There were over 4,000 SSH attempts. The IP forward log grew at 40 megabytes an hour. Containing 6 million events logged. Several social engineering attempts were received, including one purporting to be from the government of Sweden, which apparently uses Gmail.
Oh, that was an intelligent attempt.
No,
wasn't it?
It's a good idea to try social engineering to get onto the website.
Oh, yeah.
The government of Sweden is probably cool enough that, yes, it does in fact use Gmail.
Traffic to the host spiked at over 30 megabits a second.
Ouch.
Yeah. Most of the traffic, aside from casual web visitors, was web exploit scripts, SSH dictionary attacks, and Nessus.
In other words, they're all noobs.
In other words, they tried.
Yeah.
And they tried everything to get in on the two ports that were open.
Intermittent DOS attack.
Yeah, it had a denial of service. And there were no successful attempts of any kind during the 38-hour duration. And the reason he closed it down is not because the test is closed, it's because I believe his work, he works as a sysadmin for a university, I believe his work would have said,
No,
he did say that it would be running until the 7th.
The connection kind of handle it.
He ran it for the finite period that he said he was going to run it for.
Yeah, true.
Which was a lot longer than apparently it took someone to get into the other one.
What, 30 minutes?
Yeah, because that was 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But again, that was using privileges escalation rather than actual out-and-out hacking from the outside.
Yep, can't stress that enough.
Yeah. Oh, and I do need to say congratulations to Dave Schrader, who was actually married, which is why he dropped off OS 10 Nutters and stuff. Congratulations, Dave and Mrs. Dave.
Is that what happens when you get married, then?
Yeah, apparently.
You're forced to leave.
And the noise is...
it doesn't take much to be forced to leave OS Nutters, does it? Fuck's sake. Sorry, carry on.
Oh, you dropped your nano!
Who were?
Vic's looking perplexed, you just dropped her nano. Which, anyone who knew where she was holding it would be highly amused.
Yes.
Oh, did you see the video that Sith posted to Waffles earlier?
Which video?
No.
All about Spawn.
Pardon?
Is it Spawn?
The game?
Yeah.
Is it whose game is it again?
Will Wright? I can't remember.
Will Wright?
I can't remember his surname.
Let me just...
Will Wright, Will creator of The Sims?
Yes.
Will Wright? Oh, we're not worthy!
I'll tell you what, you so need to watch that video.
Yes. Rach needs to watch that video.
Oh, that wasn't
the concept
from...
in the thing.
Rach has been waiting for Spawn to come out for about 3 years.
That wasn't
Sith. Oh, but it's extraordinary. Who was it then?
It was from Zach Burr, previous podcast.
Was it?
Guest, yes.
Ah, excellent.
One of
Either
ours.
Way, everyone needs to watch it.
Hang on.
Because this is the future of games.
Yes.
There it is.
We've got a Mac hugger talking about games. What's he going to play that on?
Sorry. Hey.
his Mac.
Let me tell you the really funny thing.
Yeah,
Penny
a year
Arcade.
After everybody else.
Penny
oh,
Arcade.
Penny Arcade.
Oh, yes.
I turned it off, do you, Jared?
Penny
you
Arc-
know that Twitch. You know that that was the link that Hard OCP put up for the OS X hacking. Story. It's like hacking a computer. Most people can't even turn them on.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was funny. I'm sorry. Go read the Hard OCP tag on it.
I've got to say, I had an email yesterday at work
well done.
That made me hoot.
Enlarge your penis?
No.
Impress
they don't make me hoot, they just piss me off.
Impress your girlfriend with your massive load.
No. No. We
sorry.
The product we do...
Rates will...
Will you let me get this out?
No, I won't let you get it out.
He's spamming you.
Remember, I can cut you off.
He's spamming you.
I'm spamming you. You have been spammed and it worked.
Anyway. Oh, yes, but I can cut you off.
Yes.
Go on, then.
Anyway.
Shut the fuck up, Jared.
Yes. So, the product we do sends out emails inviting people to set up an account.
Yes.
You mean spam?
No.
Sorry.
It's actually instigated by the owner of the person who's paying for it.
Can you send it to other
friends.
People? Sorry, carry on. Can I subscribe friends to them?
You can, but you're paying for it, which is all it's all very good.
Anyway, yes, yes.
This email went out to this. I'm not going to say who they are or what they are.
Doesn't matter.
But after several emails back and forth between me and this person, trying to work out why they couldn't view the link that had been sent in this email.
Did you try turning it off and on again?
Well, no.
Are you sure it's
We went through all of that. We went through all of that. But I finally got this email in that said... and she'd replied to the email that our system had sent out with this link in it. And the email said, "Could you please send this link to my admin machine at this address?"
Pardon? Oh, you're kidding me.
And I didn't know...
In WebSensed.
I did not know how to reply and be polite. I just couldn't do it. So I just got the system to send it out to the new email address.
Oh, that is
but
amazing.
Seriously, people like that should not be allowed anywhere near a keyboard.
When I used to work at the city council, one of my many jobs was... So I worked in communications, I worked in education finance... I worked in road safety, and we were supposed to deal with schools and things to get people to be aware of road safety and stuff.
Oddly enough, it was a school.
One of the terms.
But carry on.
One of the terms that was blocked by the WebSense that the city council runs was education. You're the
oh,
city
fantastic.
Fucking council in charge of 150 schools. And none of your staff are allowed to visit websites containing the word education.
Fantastic.
Muppetry.
Muppetry,
yeah.
Best.
I mean,
Muppet.
There are some things that it's painful to waste your time on. It really is.
Yeah.
I think at some point we need to be able to instigate, no, you're not allowed to use that computer anymore. You know, like, you know.
Computer driving license.
Yeah, you know, like Kevin
there
Mitnick
is one.
Was
there is
banned.
One. There's a European computer driving license. It's
God,
just not,
that's gonna be,
you know, well, required.
I think there should be a breeding license.
yeah, that's Chinese.
No, that's just tax incentives.
No, it's Chinese. We have tax incentives. We pay people to have babies. No,
yeah, they pay people not to. Same thing.
Yeah.
We don't pay people to have babies.
It's all social engineering.
We do.
How, what do you mean? Go on, explain this one to me. I want to hear about this.
Any idea how much money you make, Jared?
A woman, yes. Let's say, for argument's sake, a 19-year-old girl.
Let's say, for argument's sake, a 15-year-old Derbyshire
lad. From Hucknall,
You have a baby, you get pushed to the top of the list for housing, benefits, everything.
Yes, I know, but you have no
life.
We
pay people to do it.
Yes, I know, but you have no life. Do you remember the family in Derby?
I know many families in Derby.
Who were, I think, was it the Sinfin estate or something? There were three daughters. They were 12, 14 and 16. They had all just recently given birth. And mum was cashing in handsomely on the housing benefit, on the family tax credits, on you name it. They were rolling in 12, 14 and 16. And funnily enough, the 12-year-old, right? Her, and I'm using my fingers here to denote, quote, boyfriend. Surprisingly enough, aged 14, didn't want to know any, didn't want to have anything to do with the baby.
Of course not.
Let's face it, right? One, you're 14, and two, Sinfin lass, you just assume it was somebody else's anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's the same bet.
The point is, you
still can't make a living off having children.
You can if you've got three underage daughters.
Yeah, but that takes some managing.
Yeah.
I think
it's one of Kitten's favourite topics of the wrongness of the welfare state.
Yeah, but he's wrong.
He's a twat.
For those of us who don't know who we're talking about Kitten, it's Guy Ruth Hammond, an old work friend of mine. So, there you go. Look him up on the internet. He is there.
Kitten the man.
The man's man.
We're getting to wrapping
Kitten
up point,
the
aren't
man's
we?
Man.
We passed it about 7.5 minutes
ago. Oh, right.
Should we fuck off then?
I think we should.
All right.
Leave it at that.
Not together.
Did we mention
Shared Server.net?
Was it any good? Oh, mention Shared Server.net because they're doing the Ruby on Rails stuff for us. Isn't that right, Stutt?
Well, they're not. I am.
You are them.
Not technically.
No, of course not.
I am
not
hell.
I am he.
I am he.
Well, I'm Spartacus.
Yeah? No, you're not. I am.
I'm Brian, and so's my wife.
Hey, they're my parents too.
Ding, 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 ding.
Have we done all our plugging? Have we mentioned our email address?
Spodcast@spodcast.org, I think we did.
And have we mentioned your dual 2 GHz G5?
You mentioned that ages ago.
Time. Yeah.
We mentioned your kettle.
My kettle, oh, man.
No, we mentioned your answering machine.
Oh, fuckers.
Well, it mentioned itself.
Yes, I think it made its presence known.
Yeah. Bastards.
Did I mention that my girlfriend keeps her iPod Nano in her bra? I did now.
Yeah,
do you want to mention the high score?
Oh yeah, she finally got 999999 in Lumines, or Lumines as it's called around here.
Wow.
She finally made it go round the clock, or at least stop, which is quite an achievement.
Which is, according to the developer of the game, supposed to be almost impossible to do on one set of batteries.
Yeah.
However, we have a charger here. That's how he decided.
I know, it's such a good way of doing it. We'll think,
yeah.
Ooh, what's the maximum time a game should go for? Well, how long's the battery?
Yeah, battery, 2.5 hours, right. How far can you get in 2.5 hours? Right, add a couple, there you go. There's your high score. Carry the five.
Carry the zero, plus the zero makes, let me see, zero.
999999.
Yeah. So
apparently,
yeah, she's...
they're going to add an extra 999.
Mine.
So she did exceedingly well. Yeah, if they get round to releasing it.
In America, on the American release of it, does their high score go to 911911?
3.
Oh dear.
3.
Oh dear.
Anyway,
no,
that must be wrapping up.
We do need to tell Jimbly though.
Oh, God.
Jimbly, Rimmer has trouble getting past 50,000 on Lumines and was asking for hints. So if anyone can think of any hints on how poor Gimbley can get past 50,000...
Gimbley!
Speaking of which... Have less
life and be more obsessive. Okay. Fuck.
Gimbley, reply to my email, Gimbley, please.
Oh, okay.
Gimbley, we're going to Candy Gimbley. Mountain, Gimbley.
Neoplerodon. What thing do
quick note on the notes. No one's been doing the notes, so it's a Google week.
I said that at the start. Google it, then, ready to podcast 24.
Okay, I was half asleep.
You know, you were managing the hardware side of things and the noises.
I was shorting out the music.
I said it twice, because the first time it fucked up.
It wasn't me that fucked up, it was you.
Yeah, right.
Actually, yeah. It was you, wasn't it?
I have it recorded.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Actually, no, what happened was is you ruined the intro music, if you remember, Stutz. Now he remembers.
No, I don't remember that at all. That's not how I recollect it.
And obviously, we don't have access to the recording that we deleted, so we can't really find
it. It's a shame that, isn't it?
It's just like Shakespeare, isn't it?
Yep.
Right click, empty trash.
Lovely.
Yes. Anyway, right.
Speak to you next week, people.
Bye, Ned.
Bye, Ned.
Ooh, hard drive spin up. Come on, drive.
Come on.
There we go.
Spotcast.
30 minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?